Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? I have to tell you, I had the most incredible weekend. It was my birthday weekend. And on Saturday night, my friends and my guy, Glenn, threw me a big party. And then on Sunday, we all went skiing and had the most fun time. I love skiing. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love everything about it. I love the feeling of getting dressed in the morning, knowing you're going to go spend the day on the mountain. I love skiing itself because for me, it's so meditative. But my favorite part is definitely the après-ski. Love after you've had a great day of skiing to go hang out in the lodge, listen to some good music, have a beautiful glass of Bordeaux, and just hang out with your friends. I think that is just like the best part of life. You know, and it's interesting because it's my birthday, or it was my birthday, and I was thinking about it. I actually like getting older because I like who I'm becoming. Each year, it seems like I'm quicker to call bullshit. My courage grows stronger. I deepen and grow. I let go of so much stuff. And I feel like I become more of who I was always meant to be. And for years, I've always chosen a word or two to guide me through my next evolution for the year. And I want my word to embody something that gets me excited when I wake up each morning, and yet challenging enough that I have a few doubts to work through. So when the new year rolled around this year, I couldn't find that word. Last year, it was style and substance. And this year, I was drawing a blank. Words such as authenticity, adventure, dazzling, powerful, well, they just weren't cutting it for me. And I don't like to force things, but rather let things find me, so I decided to just let it be. Then my brilliant friend Angela announced her word of the year. And get this, her word of the year is Nordstrom's. Love that. And thanks to her inspiration, a light bulb went off and I found my word. Actually, my word found me. My word of the year resides in Paris on 24 Rue du Faubourg Saint-Honoré. Are you ready to hear it? Drum roll. It is Hermès. I've come a long way since my days of living like a Walmart, packing my life with useless excess, allowing everyone and their mama to come through my doors, fighting the crowds and letting my heart be open 24/7 to whoever, whenever, and usually with a sell sign. Hermès is quite the opposite, like 180 degrees opposite. In case you don't know, because at one time I didn't, Hermès is one of the top luxury companies in the world that started in Paris in the early 1800s, making horse harnesses and bridles for the English noblemen. Today, their product line includes leather, lifestyle accessories, perfumes, clothing, and other luxury goods. Mention the word Hermès and you're whisked away to this old world luxury where taste, subtle sophistication, and refinement reside. However, choosing this word does not mean that I'm going to be buying the Birkin bag that actually has a minimum price tag of $15,000. I don't have one, by the way. Or wearing their scarves every day. Here's what it means to me to live a year like Hermès. The first thing is take what's available and make it remarkable. Now, if you know Hermès, you know that their notable orange box is part of their signature, of their brand. But did you know that it didn't start out that way? In fact, their first boxes were a cream color. So why this pumpkin orange now? Because after World War II, there was a shortage of paper. The house of Hermès was stuck with orange. They took it and made it their luxury brand color. And to this day, a woman loves to see those orange boxes stacked in her closet. Here's how to live that. You see, life isn't perfect. So take what's handed to you and use your imagination to turn it into something remarkable. The next point is to aim for refinement, not excess. Even though Hermès is grouped into the luxury brand industry, Jean-Louis Dumont, who is head of the company, prefers the word refinement. They stick to their mission to craft products with the most beautiful materials made by the most talented artisans. They don't get caught up in trends. They don't even use celebrities in their advertisements. Instead, they focus on their values and they stand on the solid backbone of quality and tradition. Here's how I plan to live it. With so much noise and FOMO, which means fear of missing out, in our culture, more than ever, I want to be more like Hermès and stay true to my values and offer a quality experience, whether it's through our company or in my personal relationships, and not be persuaded to follow the masses. When everyone is going right, I want to be sauntering left. Over time, I believe that staying true to oneself pays off. The next point, you may enter, but you'll be quickly escorted out. When you walk through the doors of Hermès in Paris, you'll notice a well-dressed lady or gentleman standing at the front door at attention. They have expectations of anyone who enters the store, that you won't start yanking things off the shelf without asking, that you'll greet the salesperson with respect, that you won't be loud and obnoxious, and that you'll act like a lady or a gentleman. And being well-dressed is also preferred. You follow their rules and you'll be treated with the utmost respect. Be a jackass and you'll be asked to leave. Here's how I plan to live it. You are welcome into my world, but I, like Hermès, have expectations, and they are simple. Be kind, understanding, and respectful. Be supportive and celebrate life with me. Walk into my life with the intention of adding value, not tearing it apart. I will not tolerate you jerking me around, creating drama, or being rude. You will be asked to leave immediately. Here's the next point. Raise your standards and be met there. Hermès oozes high standards, from the craftsmanship of their product, the design of their stores, to their customer service. When sales drop, they may change their marketing strategy, but they never drop their prices. If anything, they may raise them. Years of keeping high standards has attracted customers eager to spend $15,000 on a handbag and tie one of their scarves around it. Here's how I plan to live it. When people behave a certain way, don't like who we are becoming, or we feel like we may be left behind, our tendency is to drop our standards to match those around us. Despite the instincts to react out of fear, I intend to raise my standards and never ever devalue my worth and trust that I will attract more quality relationships into my life. Here's the next point. Focus on craftsmanship and quality. Hermès could be cranking out so many more Birkin bags per year. The Birkin bag, by the way, is the one that minimum price is $15,000 and they go up to like $100,000. It's like crazy. But they remain true to what sets them apart from their competitors, which is very simple: craftsmanship and quality. The Birkin bag is hand-sewn, buffed, painted, and polished by expert artisans in France, taking approximately 3 days per bag to make. There is no cutting corners or cheaper products or trying to save money on labor, and they definitely aren't made in China. When everyone around them is focused on increasing production and cutting corners, Hermès is doing the opposite. And guess what? They are the number two ranked luxury brand in the world, worth $19 billion. So here's how I plan to live it. While Hermès makes handbags, we are crafting our lives. Yet it's so easy to get caught up in the more is better mentality and rush through our days cutting corners and thereby decreasing the quality of our lives. Acting like Hermes requires that we meticulously choose the highest quality ingredients for our lives, the people that we allow in, the experiences we say yes to, and the things we surround ourselves with. And then we must slow down long enough to tend to the details of our lives. If you're afraid your life will fall apart, I want you to think about Hermes and remember, $19 billion, people. And here's the last point, and my most favorite, and it is to protect your Birkin. For most people, the Birkin bag is admired from afar. Last year during Fashion Week, I actually ran into the Hermes store to purchase some scarves. And while checking out, I noticed this huge line forming towards the back of the store. When I asked the sales associate what was going on, she informed me it was the line for those who were just hoping to see the Birkin. But then she whispered, "Only the lucky ones will get to see it, and very few will be offered the opportunity to buy one." Imagine people begging to spend a minimum of $15,000 on a handbag. That, my friend, is Hermes. Here's how I plan to live it. My heart is the beloved Birkin. And guess what? So is yours. Yet, for way too many years, I treated it more like a rugged backpack, allowing anyone to take it off the shelf, play around with it, tear it apart, and disrespect it. I thought I was being all evolved and enlightened by taking it, but what I was really doing was suffering a lot of fools and hurting my own heart. The woman I've evolved into and continue to loves fiercely, but she protects her heart like a Birkin. Only the lucky ones who are kind, respectful, supportive, and intriguing will be able to touch it. But unlike the Birkin, it's not for sale. And even if it was, no one could afford it. So that is my word of the year. And right now I'm sitting here recording this for you and wearing my Hermes bracelet. I just ridded my Facebook feed of some of the negative cranky pants, and I cooked a coq au vin last night, served with Chablis. My year of Hermes is off to a fantastic start. I even love how the word rolls off my tongue. Say it with me, Hermes. How would Hermes behave? Where would Hermes spend his time? What would Hermes allow? What would Hermes do? These will be the questions guiding me this year. So I'm wondering, have you chosen a word of the year yet? If you haven't found one, think outside of the box, outside of the usual self-help speak. And can we just give the word authentic a break for a while? Maybe this is your year of Veuve Clicquot or Marilyn or Paris or Chanel. It could be your year of the bulldog or the poodle. Rather than adjectives, think about places, designers, icons, animals, or an object that embodies all that you want to feel and become in 2016. And whatever your word of the year is, make sure it deeply embodies the next evolution of you. And if you want to share it with me, head on over to the blog at tanyalee.com and let me know in the comments. I honestly would love to celebrate and hold that intention for you this year. Have a beautiful day, and I look forward to talking with you next week. Cheers. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.